Dara Haaretz Kadmala Taira, one step, one treat, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name's Ruchama Welcher, and this week we're focusing on the middle of Achrayus of Responsibility. And today we're going to continue our discussion from yesterday about communal responsibility and about proactive responsibility. Because as a community, we do a ton of chesed. We have a chesed organization for every possible situation. But we have to sometimes ask ourselves, like that guy Mark in the story yesterday, who was dead for 6 or 7 days without anybody noticing, are there people who are falling through the cracks? Are there people who are spending Yom Tov by themselves? Are there people who don't get Shlach Manos on Purim? Are there people who make a simcha like a bris or a shalom zacha and nobody comes? Are there people whose kids don't get invited for play dates with other kids, maybe even in your own children's classes? And if we ask someone, are you going to the bris? Are you going to the shalom zacha? And they'll say, I'm not so friendly with them. Like, we tell ourselves, I don't really know them. They're not really part of my circle. They're not part of my community. I'm sure they have other people. I'm sure they're probably fine. I want to share with you a phrase from a pasuk in Iyov Perek Yotes, where it says, V'yodai ach zaru mimeni. And it means, those who knew me made themselves strangers or estranged themselves from me. The words ach zaru. Rashi says on these words, achzaru, they made themselves strangers, they estranged themselves. You can merge these two words together to one word, achzar, meaning cruelty. Saying achzaru, only strangers, that becomes achzarius, that becomes cruelty. Because what happens is we start by just perceiving other people as strangers. They're just not in my orbit, I don't have anything against them, I don't mean them any harm, they're just not part of my circle. And it ends with terrible, terrible cruelty. Not noticing, not caring, not going out of your way can end up as cruelty. Because when someone makes a simcha and hardly anybody comes, that is very, very painful. That's already cruelty. That's achzarius. And I want to share another very, very haunting story that I read in Mishpacha magazine in 2019 by Shoshana Freeman. So the protagonist in the story describes how they had a child in a class where there was another kid in the class who was maybe what we call on the edge. The family was on the outskirts of the community. They didn't fit in completely. They didn't know all the quote-unquote secret memos. The boy didn't have a lot of friends. They didn't really fit in culturally. The family was different to the other families in the school. And nobody bullied him. Nobody was mean. Just nobody befriended him either. No one proactively reached out to him. And the protagonist of the story describes how it was this kid's bar mitzvah. And a son said he's going to go to the bar mitzvah, even though he's not so friendly with this kid. And it was quite far. It was in another neighborhood because he was a little bit worried that there wouldn't be so many people there. And she describes how he came home from the bar mitzvah and his shoulders were completely slumped. And she knew that something awful had happened. And then her son told her, how the parents of the bar mitzvah boy had assumed that so many people would come to the bar mitzvah kiddush. It was their first child and they were so excited. And they thought that the father was a store owner and he hoped people would come from his store and from their community and their friends. And this kid described how he had helped them set up for the kiddush. And he said, and mommy, you had to see there was so much soda he bought, so much. And so many boxes of ragalach, boxes and boxes, so much food that you had to see. And now I'm going to read you the exact words from the article. He said, no one came. No one from the class. Not the Rebbe. Not the principal. Maybe a few neighbors, I don't know. So I stayed afterwards. I was helping them put away the food. Mommy, you had to see it. So many ragalach. Achzar. It starts by saying, I just don't know them so well. They're not really in my circle. They're not really in my community. But it ends with achzar, with cruelty. And the reflective question for today, which is similar to yesterday's question, but it's a question that we can never ever ask ourselves enough. Who is there? Who do you know who's fallen through the cracks, who needs you to reach out to them? Maybe someone in your child's class, maybe someone in your shul, maybe someone in your wider community. Who is there who needs you to reach out to them? Thank you for learning together and have a great day.